Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Glad to have you on board. Great. Did I tell you it was going to be a great show today? Some factors that could cause a recession by 2020. Well, 2020 is so far away, who cares? But David Adder wrote about that. He's a pretty smart dude. So I always try to listen to smart dudes and make up my own mind. Tech stocks. The ghost of tech stocks past. Michael Batnick writes about some of the tech stocks from the past and gives us an idea of how that might compare to the FANG or FAMG stocks of today. You know, Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle. Those were the biggies back in the mid-90s. And how does that compare to the Facebooks and the Amazons and the Apples and the Microsofts and the Googles? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I start today with poker. I just got back from Las Vegas, and I will tell you that I did not win, and I rarely do. I don't like playing games where I've got to sit around other people who are blowing smoke in my face. So typically, I play the quarter, three or five hands at a time, video poker. Because there I can be on a budget. It's not easy to be on a budget, but it is entertainment. And I wasn't there to be entertained at the poker table or the video poker machine, for that matter. I was there assisting my dear wife and daughter with their dance studio. There's this humongous convention once a year in Las Vegas. I think they call it the Dance Awards. And my daughter's dance studio was one of the top five. She did not win the $25,000, which is a pretty darn good thing. And hats off to the studio that did win it. Some place, I think, out of Utah called Prodigy. They're just phenomenal dancers. I mean, really, real. In fact, the entire thing was spectacular dancers. Not that I know much about dance. Of course, I think my granddaughter is the best dancer of all of them. But that's what every grandpa would say, right? Anyway, so I was occupying my time, and I just got bored to death. So I would sneak out in the wee hours of the morning or late at night after all the festivities were over, because I'm the chief gopher. I mean, I got my 10,000 steps in easy every day, because I'm going for this and going for that. But I read this article by Larry Swidrow, another smart guy, Investing Lessons from a Top Poker Player, and it got me thinking about betting on the stock market. And he writes about a famous poker player, Annie Duke, who wrote a book, in fact, Thinking in Bets. And She says it's one of the more common mistakes that amateurs make. The so-called tendency to equate the quality of a decision with the quality of its outcome. Poker players call this trait resulting, or something we call in the biz, hindsight bias, which is the tendency, after an outcome is known, to see it as virtually inevitable. We all have it. Hindsight bias. So Duke explains this. Quote, when we say I should have known that would happen, or I should have seen it coming, we are succumbing to hindsight bias. She adds that we tend to link results with decisions, even though it's easy to point out indisputable examples where the relationship between decisions and results isn't so perfectly correlated. So true. For example, she writes, quote, no sober person thinks getting home safely after drunk driving reflects a good decision or good driving ability. The lesson, as Duke explains, is that we aren't wrong just because things didn't work out, and we aren't right just because they turned out well. That's so true. Here's another example. John Smith, a hypothetical investor, works for Google and has nearly his entire portfolio invested in Google stock. He became a multimillionaire based on that strategy. John believes concentrating all of your eggs in one basket, a basket that as a senior executive he could watch closely, is the right strategy. He thought diversification was only for investors who don't have his level of sophistication. Of course, many other similar situations turned out entirely differently, despite using the same strategy of concentrating risk in what you know. That's why the saying, quote, the surest way to create a small fortune is to start out with a large one and concentrate your risk, offers such good counsel. You know, we saw this back in the day. How about the collapse of Polaroid, Eastman Kodak, digital equipment, Burroughs and Xerox? Remember when we used to photocopy something? What do we call it? What do we say? Hey, Sally, can you Xerox this for me? Of course, we can't do that anymore. That was back, you know, 30 years ago when your secretary was obliged to actually do the work that they were hired to do. Instead of, in many instances now, where if it's not necessarily in the job description, many of them won't do it. Ah, it's just an aside, and don't email me on that. I'm teasing. I've got the Trump syndrome sometimes where I just say stuff that's, you know, funny to me, but it may not be funny to you. Anyway, as Duke points out, once a belief becomes lodged, it becomes very difficult to dislodge. It takes on a life of its own, leading us to notice only evidence that is confirming the so-called confirmation bias and causing us to experience cognitive dissonance. When we work hard to actively discredit contradicting information, a process called motivated reasoning. That's what we do. Our brain tells us to discredit contradicting information. Making matters worse is that research shows, oh, I love this one. Research shows being smart actually makes certain behavioral biases worse. The smarter you are, the better you are at constructing a narrative that supports your held belief. One of my closest buddies is genius IQ and really dumb at the same time when it comes to investing, when it comes to the conclusions that he makes in politics, religion, you name it. He just outsmarts himself. Duke cites the research of Richard West, Russell Meserve, and Keith Stanovich, who tested the blind spot bias. They found we are much better at recognizing biased reasonings in others, but are blind to recognizing it in ourselves. Surprisingly, West, Meserve, and Stanovich also found that the better you were with numbers, the worse the bias. The better you are with numbers, the better you are at spinning those numbers to suit your narrative. Quoting Duke, our capacity for self-deception knows no boundaries. So what does this have to do with investing? When it comes to investing, there is no crystal clear balls. I mean, it's just not in the cards, like poker. The best we can do is put the odds in our favor. That's all you can do. I mean, the best gamblers are those that put the odds in their favor. Using data from Dimensional Fund Advisors from 07 through 2017, for example, the value premium, which is the annual difference in returns between value stocks and growth stocks, was minus 2.3%. But that's just a 10-year period. If you go back to 1927, value stocks outperformed growth stocks 86% of the time. So the value premium is now a decade-long underperformance, which was not expected. But in reality, if you look at the odds are with an 86% advantage that in the future value stocks will outperform growth stocks. So therefore, you should have a value tilt, as we have talked about on this program. Stick around. This is really, really good stuff. Investing lessons from a top poker player. Don't go away.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I was talking about investing lessons from a top poker player. I hate to equate gambling with investing because there's really no correlation whatsoever. Investing is a long-term proposition, and gambling is a very short-term proposition, and not very many people can survive as a gambler. There are a few that are very, very, very good at it. I guess Annie Duke is one of them, famous poker player. But even in gambling, you have to have staying power. Just like investing, you have to have staying power. If I sat at the machine long enough, I mean, I'm a fairly smart poker player, video poker player, and if I sit there long enough, I'll get into a streak where I will win. And the question is, will I win enough to make up for the times where I have lost? And the answer to that is pretty obvious, no. But if you sit down after someone has lost, you know, for, you know, 200 or 1,000 games in a row, the odds might tilt in your favor that sooner rather than later you might hit some kind of a jackpot. And I remember experimenting with this years ago. And in fact, I had a friend whose wife would stay up all night long and watch people on various slot machines like the poker machines. And if they would spend 2 or 3 hours there and not hit anything big, she would typically take on that machine. And she actually won some pretty big jackpots. I don't know if it's attributable to that or not. I still think it's more luck than skill. But nonetheless, when we talk about the bubbles of the past, it's hard not to think about where we were back in the last tech crash. And a lot of people have asked me about how that compares to the technology surge that we've seen in the recent, say, last 5-10 years. And while it's interesting to talk about, there are some similarities, but there are some definite differences. And Michael Betnick wrote about that. Here's what he had to say. In the beginning of 1995, Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle were worth a combined $83 billion. One giant bubble, and 5 years later, they had grown to, you might want to write this down, $1.85 trillion in their valuation. As a group, the four stocks gained 2,150% over that time period, or 80% per year. I mean, that's pretty darn incredible. And millionaires and billionaires were made and, of course, lost in that big crash. In fact, Jim O'Shaughnessy wrote about it in April of 1999 about the, well, insane overvaluations that existed at the time that few paid attention to. Here's what Batnick wrote. Bubbles are crazy. especially at the end. This one was no different. He's talking about the one from back in April of 1999. The NASDAQ 100 gained 120% in the time that O'Shaughnessy wrote his article, which was April of 1999, until a year later when prices finally peaked. You see, they don't get the timing right, but they sometimes get the strategy right, and the timing could be off a year, 2 years, could be off 5 years. Remember, Alan Greenspan said the market was irrationally exorbitant, or exuberant, I should say, December of 1996. And the market had, you know, more than doubled probably in the next couple of years, depending on what stocks you're talking about. These stocks, you know, went up a gazillion percent. In the 63 days from January through March 2000, the Standard & Poor's 500 market cap increased by $371 billion. More than 96% of that advance was led by the four Goliaths that I just mentioned: Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle. They drove the entire market. On January 3rd, 2000, looking back at the year that was, the New York Times wrote this: to appreciate just how great a year it was for the winners, compare Qualcomm, great San Diego firm, the best performing stock of 1999. I think it was at about $5 a share, with the top performers of the previous years. Qualcomm rose 2,619% in 1999 alone. And a lot of my friends that jumped on Qualcomm became rich as a result of that. 12 other stocks on the NASDAQ that started that year over $5 managed to climb at least 1,000%. A further 7 issues rose at least 900%. I mean, those were incredible days and incredible valuations. I mean, unrealistic valuations. The greater fool theory was in existence then, and whether it is today, well, I'll get to that in a moment. By contrast, in the first 9 years of the decade, only one such stock ever rose as much as 900% in a year. That was Amazon, which soared 960% in 1998. So O'Shaughnessy, who wrote about this, the insane valuations, eventually was proven right. But when he wrote about it, people thought he was a moron, because a year later, valuations were even higher. But think about this. The four stocks I mentioned, Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle, would collectively fall 77%. And other stocks got hit much, much harder. Here's some names from the past. Nortel, remember that one? Worth $283 billion. It went from $283 billion to bankrupt. Lucent, $285 billion. It merged with Alcatel in 06. Which had an $11 billion market cap. AOL, remember America Online? Worth $220 billion at its peak before it merged with Time Warner. They were bought by Verizon for $4.4 billion. Yahoo, the great Yahoo, worth $125 billion, was also recently bought by Verizon for $4.5 billion. More than 18 years later, the combined market cap of those four companies is still more than 20% below their 2000 peak. Which kind of brings us to today. When we come back, I'll give you the comparison of yesteryear with Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. Sneak preview. It's not nearly as bad, because back in yesteryear, there wasn't much, if any, E in the P-E ratio. Today, there is some E, although the valuations seem high. We'll finish up on this story when we come back, and then we might get into the factors that might cause a recession and also cause your portfolio to blow up on you, and what to do about it with some emails that I got, one from Phil that I'll articulate when we come back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we're talking about the ghost of tech stocks past and sort of comparing Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle to the new FAMG, or FANG as they're called, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google. I guess you could have thrown Netflix in there, too. That's where the N came from. But to try to keep this thing consistent, Michael Batnick wrote about Microsoft and not Netflix. But nonetheless, the concept is still the same. In fact, it might even be worse with Netflix with respect to valuations. So FAMG instead of FANG, if you will. But as he wrote, Intel, Cisco, Microsoft, and Oracle went from a combined $83 billion of market cap to $1.85 trillion, trillion with a T, in 5 years. I mean, think about that. That's just incredible. But then proceeded to fall 77% from their high. And those four companies are worth about 80% of what they were worth 18 years ago. Now think about that. You want to talk about a secular bear market. For those companies, it's been a disastrous 18 years. Anybody that jumped on that bandwagon late is really paying the price. And there were a lot of people that did. So the question that I get most often is, well, what about, you know, the FANG stocks or the FAMG stocks? That's Microsoft instead of Netflix. And unlike the late 1990s, you can actually justify the valuations today. Now, they're not likely to show up on a deep value screen, as Michael Batnick says, but there's a big, huge, humongous difference between those particular stocks today and the four stocks I talked about from yesteryear. The five stocks, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, have earned nearly half a trillion dollars over the last 5 years. Notice the operative word there is earned. They actually earned a half a trillion dollars. And their trading, although somewhat expensive, at 37 times earnings and 5.5 times sales. Contrast that with the four in the late 90s. They were trading at 100 times earnings and 26 times sales. Now that basically meant you needed to wait 100 years to get your money back at those valuations and at that earnings level. But obviously, a lot of the fools were forecasting earnings into the stratospheric levels. Either event, this is stunning when you think about it. What has people concerned today, according to Michael Batnick, among many things, is that Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Google are becoming an increasingly larger part of the stock market. We have discussed this many times when we talk about market capitalization weighted index funds. 5 years ago, those particular stocks represented 8% of the S&P 500. Today, it's grown to 17%, and it looks like there's no end in sight. I mean, many people are blaming the rise of those particular stocks on the proliferation of index funds and exchange-traded funds. In 2015, when Fang entered the lexicon, the four were responsible for the lion's share of the S&P 500's returns. Now, luckily, we've got really, really, really smart people around. Cliff Asness is one of them, whom I read frequently, although I really have to concentrate when I read the guy because he is a serious propeller head. Very, very, very intelligent person when it comes to this stuff. And in a recent article, he wrote this: ETFs are riskier than many investors appreciate. With cap-weighted indices, for instance, funds have no choice but to load up on stocks that are already overweight and often pricey, and neglect those already underweight. Remember, an index fund per se, or an ETF, is market capitalization weighted. There are some equal weighted ones, but by and large, they're market cap weighted. So the larger companies get more of the money. So the more people that index, the more money goes into those FANG or FAMG stocks. He goes on, as prices have risen, investors may become overexposed to a few large securities such as big tech companies, which now dominate major U.S. indices. That's the opposite of buy low and sell high. Worse, the ways in which ETFs, by their design and their sheer size, are warping markets aren't well understood. ETFs encourage concentration in a few liquid, large cap stocks, creating homogeneous and momentum following markets. The focus on driving down costs requires ETFs to emphasize scale, further exacerbating concentration. Markets become susceptible to flows from a few large passive products. Again, I'm not poo-pooing the whole idea of indexing. I'm just giving you a perspective because a lot of people are now buying indexing just because it's done good compared to active management. And when money keeps flowing into index funds, the big companies get bigger. And then they become an even larger share of the concentration within the index itself, which means when the markets fall, they fall harder. He writes on, artificial factors such as inclusion or exclusion from an index forces buying and selling. This can lead to misallocations of capital. In the current equity cycle, for instance, overweighted, liquid, large cap stocks have benefited disproportionately from forced buying. This increases the risk of bubbles, as in 2000. Well, that's exactly what happens. Everybody that buys an index fund is forcing the index fund to buy the bigger companies, those that have the highest market capitalization, namely the FANG or FAMG stocks. ETFs may even distort valuations outright, he goes on. For one thing, they don't analyze prices, meaning that they don't contribute to price discovery. They arguably weaken corporate activism, as passive owners have little interest in corporate governance. Wow. This is powerful stuff. I know it sounds complicated, and to some extent it is. So let me see if I can make it simple for you. We have heard for the last decade plus that there's no sense hiring an active manager because 80% of them fail to beat the market or the index itself. But as I have mentioned before, when you research this over, say, a 30-year period, you will find that indexing does win about half the time. Active management wins another half the time. And it would make sense in a momentum-driven marketplace where everybody gets bigger. The big are going to get bigger because more money's flowing into the big. It just may be time for individuals to reassess that and start looking at whether or not the stocks that you own, with respect to their valuations, with respect to their dividends, with respect to their long-term growth prospects, are likely to meet expectations, or if nothing else, as I have written before, why not hedge your bet? If you must index, and many probably should, then why not split your portfolio between index funds and more concentrated, actively managed funds? As I have also disclosed, actively managed funds, where the manager eats their own cooking, in other words, their own money's in their own funds, where their expense ratios are in the top quartile of the lowest cost, actually do end up beating the market per se on average. So keep that in mind as we think about the ghost of tech stocks past and the concentration of index funds present, which concentrate more and more money into those big tech stocks, if you will. All right, we'll come back with emails. If you want to email me, go to RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We shall return.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show in America you must tune into, because, by golly, I'm going to help you make better money moves, even if it costs me everything, which it might. If I put all my money into Amazon and Apple and Facebook and Google and Microsoft, although I've been asked about those companies many times before, and frankly, despite the fact that, you know, they could be setting themselves up for a big fall, I don't personally see it. Now, would I take 100% of my money and put it there? Absolutely not. But when you think about it, I think Amazon and Google are basically unstoppable. But I think it's prudent that you understand that even unstoppable companies can be stopped. We just don't know. So you don't want to over-concentrate. And that's why I said, if you're going to have a concentration of those stocks, why not diversify into some actively managed funds that don't overweight as much in those stocks? Although there are many funds that are closet indexers that do. I mean, it's not an easy decision when you see everything going up except your portfolio, or you see five stocks going up and nothing else going up. It's crazy. But I don't want you to make the mistakes that many people made back in the mid-1990s. And as I mentioned, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, while they may be richly valued, they actually have real live earnings. It's not like many of the stocks from before where the earnings were minuscule and trading at 100 times said earnings. Anyway, emails. We start with Phil. I like this one because Phil is about to retire and he's worried. In fact, here's exactly what it said. What he says: "Hi, Ray, love your show. I would like to retire next year." Golly, next year is just not that far away anymore, is it? "I'm worried about stocks and bonds." I can understand that. Next hour, I do want to talk about bonds and the fact that, you know, when we talk about bonds, many times the reference is to government bonds, but those that listen to me know that I'm not a huge government bond fan. Although they are super-duper safe, they also have super-duper low yields, and in a rising interest rate environment, may not be all that attractive. But that's for another show. Phil goes on, "I hear you discuss annuities and other alternative investments. If you were retiring today with $1.4 million in investments and wanted $50K in addition to Social Security, how would you invest?" Okay, Phil, it's a loaded question. that I would need answers to. For example, is the $50K net spendable after taxes? Or is the $50K just $50K and you worry about taxes on your own? That would make no sense to me. But obviously, the tax consideration is quite important. Also, the $1.4 million, how much of it is pre-tax money? How much of it is post-tax money? He says, in addition to Social Security, how much is your Social Security going to be? More than likely, it might also be taxed, or 85% of it taxed. So I can't really give you a great answer, but I'll give you an okay answer. Because you asked me what I would do. Those that have followed me for years on this program know that I am not 100% committed to stocks and bonds. I think that's a mistake. And if you look at major insurance companies and how they invest, if you look at hedge funds and how they invest, if you look at banks and how they invest, if you look at rich people and how they invest, virtually none of them are all just stocks and bonds. Most of them use what is called frequently in the business the endowment model, mostly named after big universities' endowments like Yale and so forth. My endowment model for you, Phil, would be as follows. And again, this is not a recommendation. This is what I would do based on what I know, not what I suggest you do. Please keep that in mind. I no longer make recommendations for you, but I can make a recommendation for me. I would take about $300,000 of my $1.4 million, and I would put it into a lifetime income annuity contract that paid my wife and I probably $15,000 to $18,000 per year, guaranteed for the rest of our lives, expecting that one or the other of us would likely make it beyond the age of 97 based on our present health and socioeconomic position. More than likely, Genie. So $300,000 is going to produce at a minimum $15,000 per year. I would take another $300,000 and I would find some alternative income producing investments. This is a bit more challenging, because when we talk about alternative income producing investments, we're usually discussing things like real estate. And so therefore, you might need to have contacts in the real estate business or an advisor that specializes in that particular area or alternatives that produce an income stream. Let's say that you could find something that paid another, call it 5%. So now I've got, of the $50,000 requirement, I've got $30,000 covered with what I loosely define as annuitized income, meaning I need $20,000 more and a little bump for inflation. So I might take another $300,000 and put it into a safety bucket where I don't earn much, 2, 3, 4% over the next 15 years, but that'll cover the $20,000 differential plus a little inflation. So of the $1.4 million, I've spent $900,000 on other investments, annuities, alternatives, and safety investments, which might include various and sundry bonds. And you'll have to tune in the next hour to learn more about that. But that leaves $500,000 that I can invest in stocks. So let's just say that I can earn 7% on that $500,000. I don't have a great run, but I leave the money in there for 15 years. That's worth about $1.4 million. If that money is invested in the market, I've got about $34,000 coming in just from dividends. Plus, I still have $30,000 to $40,000 from the safe monies that I invested in annuities and, say, real estate. So even if I lived off of the dividends alone, I'm still in pretty good shape, and it's 15 years from now, and I'm close to 80 years old. I'm out of time. That's what I would do, Phil, if I were you. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.